In 1951, my boy was in service, my son. We had here what was knee-deep when it stopped, knee-deep.
That's unlucky. I bet you had a good time in that.
Yeah, and then they had another big snow after that. I remember El Jim then was living in Laurel, Louisiana, close to Grand Island. And I believe he was teaching that time, yeah. He was teaching our country. And they had a little snow that just showed on the ground. And he told me he had to let the school out. The kids were gone crazy that day. We couldn't hold them no more, so they just closed the school.
Well, did the fireplace, Mr. Bordelon, have something up over it? Something, yeah. You know, that you could put
They call that a mouthpiece. Right across above, about high like up here, you see?
Yeah.
Okay. It was made nice, in other words. It was a nice board or something, little decoration on.
Yeah. It,
you would put whatever you want on there. Maybe your kerosene lamp, you see? You would set your kerosene lamp up there.
Kerosene lamp?
Oh, Lord, yeah. We didn't have nothing else but kerosene lamp. Ever seen a kerosene lamp? Huh?
No, I've seen
them
on TV, you know.
I'm going to show you one after all.
Okay. What'd you put in?
Kerosene.
Yeah, they call that what?
Well, kerosene is, you call that, it's made, it's coal oil.
Coal oil?
Coal oil, O-I-L, coal oil. Made out of, I imagine, it's taken out of gas, you see.
That was the only thing you had to light the house?
Only thing, when you had a lid, you was lucky.
Yeah.
Well, now that's a kerosene lamp.
That's nice.
Very here close, Mom.
Y'all keep that for a...
storm or anything?
Yeah.
If electricity gets out?
Yeah. Well, I'll be.
Pretty good, I think.
Let me look at that short thing. But now, when it boils out, you just put in a new...
Yeah. New bulb.
New light.
What you mean?
Light bulb.
Well, all the people are sure, yeah, half of the time. It's the only thing you need is a bulb.
Yeah. When did y'all get electricity?
Oh, here it was in 1936. It's still a long time.
When you saw the first light bulb, what did you think?
Well, you see, I saw it way before that, you see.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe when I was young, a little kid, like Knoxville, for instance, where you were this morning, Alexandria, they had them, you know, but out in the country we didn't have that, you see.
That was, it gave out a lot of light compared to that.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Total
old man,
didn't it? Oh, what other buildings did you have around the house, that sort of thing?
Well, still like myself, I got a back there chicken yard and a chicken house, you know. And a big barn, it all depends what you need for it.
What'd you use the barn for?
The barn to store hay, feed, or whatever you need, corn, and then in winter to have your stock underneath the barn where it wouldn't be too cold, you see.
Where'd you keep the hay in the barn?
Well, you had a place, for instance, most like mine, right here, up on top, you see. I got two floors underneath to feed the cattle and all, you see. Some of the horses when I had some, and there was still, in fact, I got some hay stored in mine right now for this, for my cattle.
You got a what? What do they call that?
Well, it's a law for something, I don't know.
Law?
Yeah.
Okay.